Mountain West Media Day is a couple of weeks away. SEC going on now. ACC will be a little later this week. So we're going to take a tour here on Idaho Sports Talk around the Power 5 conferences, see who will be the leading contenders to make it to the college football playoffs. And we're going to start our trip around the country with the ACC. Wes Durham of the ACC Network on Fox joins us. And Wes, last year the ACC was really up. Three really good teams in eventual national champ Clemson, Florida State, and Louisville that battled it out. Is the ACC West going to be up again this year?
Well, Bob, I think it will be, but I think it'll be a different dynamic. You know, quite frankly, and I think you saw it a little bit in the NFL draft, the league was really dominated by quarterbacks. I mean, you had some good ones. Obviously, Trubisky went very high, so did Watson. You had some young guys like Francois come on. Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy. So we've had the quarterback domination, if you will. I think one thing that'll be familiar to fans in your area is one of the returning quarterbacks in this league that had a really, really good year is Ryan Finley. You know, 3,000 yards and played awfully well here. And I think because with Eli Drinkwitz at NC State, it kind of all worked in the Wolfpack's favor by the end of the year. I think he had some rough patches early. And I say Ryan Finley for a reason here because it leads me to what will be the storyline about the ACC, at least – in Charlotte this week at the kickoff, and then I think into the month of August, and that will be the defensive units in this league. And NC State is one of these teams, because you mentioned Clemson, Florida State, and Louisville on the Atlantic side. NC State is going to be a lot of people's underdog because of how good their defense could be. And with good reason. I think Dave Dorn's done a really nice job there. They got some momentum late in the year. Obviously, the bowl win helped and things like that. But it's going to be a transition piece in the ACC from quarterbacks and teams dominant like Clemson and Florida State, certainly, to defensive units. And certainly Clemson, Florida State fall in that category. And I think NC State does as well, along with a handful of other schools, too.
We're talking ACC football with Wes Durham, who's one of the voices of the ACC Network on Fox. Wes, you brought up Ryan Finley. He, of course, started and then lost his job to Brett Rypien here at Boise State. What were your impressions? What did he do well at NC State, and what might he need to work on?
Well, I think one of the things he did was he found a way to complete a higher percentage of passes later in the year. I think early on there was still that transition piece that every quarterback goes through with the guys around him. And when he finally got acclimated to the offense, and they have a multidimensional player, Bob, and Jalen Samuels, who I think is one of the more unique prospects in the ACC because he can line up at four or five different positions. I mean, Eli put him out wide one time, and he's 240 pounds. I mean, it was weird to see, but he did it. And so I think that really helped Ryan a lot. And he had a fine running back in Matt Days, who also got drafted. But he picked up his completion percentage as the year went on, and I think that's the one thing that really helped him. What does he have to work on? Well, I think any quarterback, and Finley would be no exception, probably has to be more accurate beyond 20 yards. And I think you're probably spoiled a little bit because you deal with the high accuracy offense that they have there, and accuracy and downfield accuracy is always something that I think coaches are focusing on, and there's no doubt about Ryan, if he can pick that up, that'll be a great thing for the Wolfpack going forward this fall.
Wolfpack is in the Atlantic. They are picked by most prognostications, from what I've seen, behind Louisville, Clemson, and Florida State, not in that order. How do you see the Atlantic shaking out?
Well, obviously, Clemson, Florida State are the two war daddies in this league, and I actually think Florida State may have the upper hand. Bob, I may surprise you a little bit here. They've got the best player in football. And it's Derwin James at safety and corner. He is, in my opinion, a guy who can dominate a game unlike anybody else in the college game when he's healthy. And he dominates it defensively. He got hurt in their second game last year, never came back. He played three positions as a true freshman. He's just unbelievable. I mean, he is really, really good. And I think he can be, if he has the kind of year he's capable of, it wouldn't be crazy to think of him as an outside guy in the hot, because I think he's going to be a big, big difference maker, and he's going to get two showcase platforms. You know this. He's going to play Alabama on opening night, Saturday night, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, and that's a chance to showcase who you are. And so I think James is and Florida State have an edge on Clemson right now only because of the uncertainty of where the Tigers are on offense. We know that it'll probably be Kelly Bryant, could be Hunter Johnson on opening day for them at quarterback. But do we really know how the running back thing is going to shake out? Do we know really, are we comfortable with anybody other than Hunter Renfrow? You know, they've got a lot of prospects, but their names we're not familiar with. Now, we've been fooled on Clemson's defensive side, Bob, the last 3 years because everybody sees all these guys go to the NFL, and they say, well, there's no way they're going to be as good on defense, and then they're better. So I think we have to approach Clemson with a little caution until we see them a couple times. But I think Florida State and Clemson, if you ask me in July, Florida State has a slight edge. I actually think NC State could be better than Louisville because Louisville has to prove a lot of things to us. They have to prove, number one, that they've gotten their offensive line issues hemmed up from a year ago. If they don't prove that, now they play Purdue the opening Saturday at Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis. If they can't prove against Purdue they've gotten it solved, then all of a sudden there are going to be a lot of questions. And they've got a pretty rugged early slate in September. So we've got to keep an eye a little bit on Clemson for sure.
Wes Durham joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk.
Or I should say Louisville. I apologize. Louisville, we've got to keep an eye on.
Wes Durham joining us. He's from the ACC Network on Fox here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. All right, Coastal side was the side that was kind of forgotten a little bit last year. Who's going to be good over there?
Well, as we like to say in this neck of the woods, Bob, it's coastal chaos every year. I think the early money is Miami, only because their defense was so good and they were so young and they bring just about everybody back. Had Brad Kaya not left to go to the NFL draft, Bob, I honestly believe that Miami would be a preseason top 10 team. I really do think that because you got Mark Walton at running back who's awfully good, not only running the ball but catching it. You've got weapons all over the place, but we just don't know about the cube. And there is a possibility. The early word from Coral Gables is a true freshman, Nikosi Perry, who Mark Richt has never had, believe it or not, a dual-threat quarterback in his coaching tenure. And Nikosi Perry, who is a top 100 guy, dual-threat guy, came in there as an early enrollee and had a really good spring. And there is a lot of talk that Nikosi Perry may take the opening snap ahead of Malik Rozier and Vincent Testaverde on opening day. And if that's the case, Miami could be ready to roll. Defensively, they're rock solid. They may be the best defense in the ACC this year. And I'm talking about Clemson and Florida State and even NC State, who I spoke of earlier. So the early money will be on Miami. We could say the same thing about Virginia Tech. If their quarterback hadn't elected to go pro, they might be a top 25. Carolina has got a grad transfer, Brandon Harris from LSU, who's expected to contend for the job there. You really don't know what Carolina's going to be. To me, Georgia Tech, Duke, Virginia Tech all kind of fall in that same path, if you will. Pittsburgh's been really good on defense. Again, Max Brown, the USC transfer, who you guys saw out west a little bit, he's transferred to Pitt, but he had struggles in Los Angeles. So I'm not real sure what the Panthers are going to have other than the rock-solid Pat Narduzzi defense as well in the Coastal.
Last question for you. We got an ACC team coming to the Blue in September. That's Virginia. What do we expect from them?
Well, you know Bronco Mendenhall is going to have a good defense. He's got great linebacking play. Micah Kaiser is one of the premier linebackers in the ACC, and he's got a tremendous safety. Behind Derwin James, the second-best safety maybe in the ACC is Quinn Blanding, Bob, who's a tremendous talent. Kurt Benkert, who was a grad transfer from East Carolina, got the ball last year and was okay in spots, but they never were able to build any kind of continuity behind Bronco in his first year on the offensive side. They lost their best weapon on offense in Smoke Mizell last year. Daniel Hamm comes back. They've got a couple of other guys, but Alamide Zaccheaus is a guy I would keep an eye on, Bob, in their first couple of ball games. Just to get a feel for how Virginia is incorporating maybe some of that flexibility. But ultimately, I think, and you know this from being out in that part of the country, ultimately Bronco wants to get to kind of the throw and big back game. And Virginia just did not have those weapons last year. Will they have them this year? I don't know. But they're fighting uphill against a division that's fast improving amidst its chaos on the Coastal side.
Wes, thanks for your time breaking down the ACC for us. Have fun at Media Day.
Thanks, Bob. Anytime. You got it.
And again, they're having their media day starting on Thursday over in Charlotte.